I see them on TV. Could be a congressman, a senator, a movie star, a TV star. But they elevate themselves. They send out tweets, letting people know how wonderful they are. They like to exalt themselves in power, exalt themselves so that people will adore them and maybe worship them. But then I see Jesus Christ, and to this day I'm in awe of him. That the God of the universe, the one who created everything, he said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The one who created life, the one who created your life, the planets, the sun, the moon, the universe, is in our presence. And he doesn't exalt himself. He humbles himself. He brings himself down to our level when we need him the most. He brings us compassion. He brings us mercy. He brings us love and forgiveness. And he brings us healing for our soul. He doesn't leave us where he found us. He changes us, and he resides within you with his Holy Spirit. In the book of Luke, it says this, "And there arose also a dispute among them as to which one of them was regarded to be greatest. And Jesus said to them, the kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors. But it is not this way with you, but the one who is greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like the servant. For who is greater? The one who reclines at the table, or the one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table? But I am among you as the one who serves." Amazing. God's with you, and he serves you. That's who the greatest one is. And I think there are times, and we don't say it out loud, but I think there are times that we argue with God as to whether we are greater than he is. And we don't say, "Oh, I'm greater than you. I have more power." What we do is that when he reveals his will for us, we argue with him. We think that we are smarter than God, more powerful than God, and we're not. When you humble yourself and serve, then you begin to understand God's heart. When you humble yourself and serve, then you will see power. And it will be the power of God flowing through you. Father, it's so hard to humble ourselves, because we want to exalt ourselves. We want people to like us and love us. But Father, truthfully, you are the only one that we need. Because when we're with you, we have everything. So walk with us today, Father. Let us serve you and open our eyes so that we can see the people that we're to serve today.